continuing efforts to rein in Russia. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Russia continues its attacks in Ukraine as international efforts to stem the violence are ongoing. President Biden held a lengthy video call with Chinese President Xi Jinping today, urging his country not to provide economic or military assistance to Russia for its invasion of Ukraine.
The vast majority of the nearly 2 hours was spent with the president outlining the views of the United States and our allies and partners on this crisis, including a detailed overview of efforts to prevent and then respond to the invasion, how we got here, steps we've taken, where we've gone, and why.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden also discussed U.S. concerns that China will invade Taiwan. Marine General Frank McKenzie, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East, says the exchange of missile strikes by Iran and Israel in Iraq and Syria puts U.S. forces at risk. His comments coming just days after an Iranian missile barrage struck near the U.S. consulate complex in northern Iraq. An Arkansas jury returns a guilty verdict on a negligent homicide charge against former Sheriff's Deputy Michael Davis for shooting to death a 17-year-old boy during a traffic stop.
It happened in Cabot, outside Little Rock. Davis had said the teen wasn't complying with his lawful orders to show hands and that he reached for something. That's when Davis fired at him. The teen was found to have no firearms at all, only a bottle of antifreeze. Davis is facing 10 years in prison.
Fox's Evan Brown. Moderna asking the Food and Drug Administration to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. The request is broader than pharmaceutical company Pfizer's request this week for the regulator to approve a booster shots for adults 65 and older. U.S. officials have been discussing additional booster doses to shore up the vaccine's protection against serious disease and death from COVID-19. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Investigators in North Carolina are looking into a vote cast in the last presidential election by former President Trump's chief of staff.
North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation says they were asked by the state attorney general to investigate Mark Meadows' voter registration. The district attorney in Macon County was the first to be notified of a potential problem. The New Yorker reported that Meadows lives in Virginia outside of D.C., but had cast a vote from a mobile home in the mountains of western North Carolina. The current resident at that address told WRAL News that Meadows hadn't been at that location. Meadows and his wife are reported to have been sent absentee ballots to a home outside of the Washington, D.C. area. Meadows has not commented on the matter. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Britain's communications regulator has revoked the license of the state-funded Russian TV channel RT amid concerns its coverage of the war in Ukraine is biased. That decision comes as the regulator conducts nearly 30 investigations into the impartiality of RT's coverage of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Ofcom says RT's funding from the Russian state, as well as the fact that Russia invaded its smaller neighbor, also contributed to its decision. There's been some relief from rising gas prices, but that may be short-lived.
Nationwide, on average, gas prices are down a few cents from last week's record high, but that relief may only be temporary, and things could still get worse. The International Energy Agency is warning the global oil market could face its biggest supply crisis in decades if OPEC doesn't increase its output.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Low humidity and gusty winds are fueling multiple wildfires in West Texas, burning homes and other structures and prompting evacuations of small communities. Several fires merged to form what officials call a complex near Eastland, about 120 miles west of Dallas. There are no reports of any injuries. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.